Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we are joined by Nicole Anderson, who is with Hunters for Youth, a wonderful organization that we'll learn more about during our conversation. But they've got a full schedule of summer events ahead for people of all ages, and she has been nice enough to join me this morning to tell you folks all about it. Thanks for taking the time, Nicole.
Yeah, not a problem. I appreciate you letting me be on the air.
Now, VIK Days is right around the corner. It's coming up quick on the 23rd. And the main thing to know is that this is about letting kids have the opportunity to discover a love of fishing. And I'm sure with Hunters for Youth, you see kids that maybe are casting a pole for the first time, or maybe they haven't done that much fishing. That's what events like this are all about, right?
Yeah, definitely. So VIK Days is an annual event for us. So if you're not able to make it this year, definitely try to get it on your calendar for next year. And it's really just all about the kids. My husband, he's the president for Hunters for Youth and a fishing guide all over Nebraska. Him and I will be out there along with our CEO, Greg Johnson, and his beautiful fiance, Pam, plus a bunch of other board members. So we're going to have a bunch of people there to kind of help out and mentor these kids. And some of them may know what they're doing, and that's awesome. We'll kind of let them go and just have fun. But a lot of it's going to be educating and training new kids, teaching them how to make the proper knots so then their bait doesn't go flying off, and teaching them about being careful around the hooks and all of the things that could potentially become a problem if we aren't paying attention, and just getting them to try to get on some fish and have a fun day.
It's coming up this Saturday from 9 until noon. Now, this is at Bowman Pond in Loup City, probably one of the easiest ponds in the world to find, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Now, it's good that we've got experts such as yourselves to show these kids how to put this bait on and throw it out into the water, because it's really important that they have these steps down, because it can really get them to a point where they fall in love with fishing to the point that it's a lifelong skill. And I know in general, that's what Hunters for Youth is about, is giving these kids an opportunity at a young age to discover something that they can love for a lifetime, right?
Yes, very much so. My husband, he's been fishing his whole life. I grew up fishing and hunting my whole life. And so the biggest thing is we just want to be able to give back to the younger generation and teach them to fall in love with the same things that we did, and give them opportunities that maybe their parents couldn't. Maybe their parents haven't done any hunting or fishing, so they don't know how to teach them, but they want to get the kids involved. And so that's what we're able to do, is be able to be that middle person to show them and show the parents too, because a lot of it is educating the parents of what we're doing, why we're doing it, so then they can go out and continue with their kids and create memories that'll last for a lifetime.
Outside of a parent or guardian alongside of them, what do the kids need to bring this Saturday?
So we need to make sure that we are following all state regulations. So they'll have to have a fishing license. You can buy a one-day one, a three-day, or you can buy for the whole year. So we need to make sure that they're following our regulations. If they don't know what is proper protocol, please make sure that you go on to the Nebraska Hunting and Fishing or website, so then you can make sure that you're following all of those properly. But besides that, if they have a fishing pole that they want to bring and some lures and things like that, I know we'll probably have a ton of them in our little back area that we're going to have all set up as well. So we'll have stuff as well for them. But whatever they want to bring, definitely do, and then we'll just supply the rest.
Sounds like a really fun time. And then they can kind of fall in love with fishing and prepare themselves for going to events like you're hosting in June. Start of the month, this will be on the 6th. This is the Calamus Tournament. And it sounds like this is kind of a newer event for you that you're really hoping catches on. Tell us about this fishing tournament and how Hunters for Youth is involved in all the excitement surrounding this.
Yeah, so this is a big ordeal for us. It's brand new, like you said. We're hoping that it becomes a yearly thing. And so with this, we are going to be at the Calamus Lake, and you'll need to have a parent with you or a guardian. It can be groups of two or three, but the one of the people on the team has to be a youth. That is our only thing. It is going to be a $50 entry fee. I know some people may be wondering why we're doing that, but it is also going to be a fundraiser. So part of Hunters for Youth being a nonprofit organization is we have to find ways to be able to raise money to give back to the kids. And so this tournament is one of those events for us that will help us to raise money to continue to take kids on trips. It helps pay for our yearly big trip that we do, and all of the things that involve us being able to continue to put these events on.
So what are some of the main things that people need to know for this tournament? Obviously, it's at Calamus. So you need to show up there. If the pre-registration is encouraged, am I right?
Yes, but we also allow people to register day of. Cash or card, we'll have a card reader, so you don't have to worry about that. We will be going over all of the rules and regulations before we launch. We're going to be going after walleye, white bass, and crappie are our main three that we're going to be focusing on for this tournament. But there's a lot of different ways that you can win. We're going to do biggest catch, smallest catch, all of these different stuff. So even if maybe you didn't have the best fishing day, we're still going to be able to figure something out and give you guys some rewards and things like that. So it's going to be very engaging. We're going to have a lot of different ways that you can win and just have a lot of fun. With this event, we need to make sure that we are following the Nebraska Game and Fishing regulations as well again. So we'll make sure that we have all of that, including a park pass, which is something that the VIK days you won't need. So again, just make sure that you look at everything before you come out. Make sure that you're following all of our regulations and enjoy us on a fun day.
Yeah, and I think fun is the number one word that I'm continuing to hear over the years with Hunters for Youth. It's just about getting out and having a good time and learning a little bit on the way. You don't have to be an expert. This is about falling in love with the outdoors and learning some new skills that you can show to your kids one day. And
definitely,
I think that certainly is a good idea with this tournament. I know people hear the word tournament so often, as adults anyway, as a very novice fisherman myself, you hear the word tournament and you get so intimidated, but it sounds like this is something you can bring your kids along to and just have some fun. And if it goes well, great. And if you're a novice fisherman and you're just out there with your kids doing something you don't do every day, that's fine as well. Is that, am I kind of hitting the nail on the head there?
Definitely, yes. I know tournament kind of has a taboo of you need to know what you're doing and you need to be really good at it. And with this, that is not necessarily the case. We want anyone and everyone to just come out and have a good time and enjoy the water and catch some sun and hopefully catch a lot of fish.
Well, and certainly, folks, you can put those two things together. VIK Days is a good way to get a pole out in the water this upcoming Saturday on the 23rd. And then a couple of Saturdays after that, you can go to the Calamus Tournament and make up your adult and kid team and go out there and have some fun and compete. This should be a lot of fun. Any other things, Nicole, that we didn't touch on that you wanted to let people know about? I know we'll be connecting throughout the summer because Hunters for Youth has a lot of things going on.
Yeah, our biggest thing that we want to make sure that people are aware of is we're going to be doing one event every month, if not more. So make sure that you are following us on social media. We post a lot of different of our events out there. And then make sure that you go to our website. We have a event calendar on our website that will stay active and up to date as we continue to keep adding events for these kids. And we look forward to seeing you guys all out there.
All right. Thank you for your time, Nicole. So appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That was Nicole Anderson with Hunters for Youth inviting you to VIK Days this Saturday, the 23rd, and to their Calamus Fishing Tournament which is a couple of weeks away on Saturday the 6th. You can pre-register or you can sign up that day.